Hi, Steve.
Howdy.
Hi, Steve. How are you doing today?
I'm doing all right.
Okay,
Yourself?
I'm great. It's Wednesday. This week is already just flying by. Like, I swear this month I just blinked and it was over.
If you keep that up, you're gonna have a short life.
Oh no. Yeah, I don't know. Can you tell me how to stop it? 'Cause I'm not sure.
I don't. Once we get wrapped into it, that groove, man. I guess there's nothing we can do about it.
Yeah, I don't know. They used to tell me when I was younger, right? Like, time goes quicker as you get older, and I always thought, well, that sounds kind of weird, but man, it is so true. Like, it is definitely. It's just like
Yes.
it seems to be flying, so. Steve, my mapping coordinator just wanted me to hop on the line. My name's Jesse. I actually handle the pricing for your area there. I know he does a great job of kind of outlining the basics, Steve, but did you have any questions at all aside from the price?
Well, how are you going to, what are you going to take that's already exists, like a website that I already have, and just, manage it? Or how does that work?
Well, that's a great question. So, I mean, I did see a website for you, but it just seemed like the basic Google website, like landing page. It didn't seem, like an actual, like real website. Am I correct in that?
Yeah, you're right about that.
Okay. So, the great thing is, we actually this whole week, we're having a cyber special. Kind of like an extended Black Friday thing, but so we did have that, and it does actually include one of our customized websites. So normally our websites are an extra $2,500, but I can actually throw that in. You do qualify for that website. So, yeah, we can get you a whole URL, domain name, website with, like ton of features you can add, payment, calendars, chatbots. I mean, there's a bunch of different things you can do with the website. So that is included there at no additional cost.
I would, I think, a website that is tailored to the industry that I'm in,
Yeah.
the service offer. We'd want something that is best suited for the business I'm in.
Sure. I mean,
I
that's
work.
absolutely what we would do. So, I mean, we would add, like I said, pictures of your work, what you're about, what kind of work that is involved with it. Maybe reviews, add, like if you want to add payment methods, add calendars so people can qualify and make appointments with you directly through the website. So, I mean, everything would be tailored to your company and what you're doing. Let's see, I can kind of text you over an example of a website. I mean, this is like for paving, but I mean, it's still. And it just kind of an example of a website that we can do for you. It would still be tailored specifically to the services that you're providing there. So,
Sure.
but at least you can get kind of an idea of something that we can do for you. And I mean,
Okay.
as far as everything else goes, I mean, Steve, we would basically, we're putting your company in a position to generate work from the internet without people having to know your business name. So, all they have to do is search for your keyword phrases that we have the analytics for of what's being searched for the most, and specific cities and zip codes to make sure that you're actually targeting those high-end jobs and getting that work coming in there from Google itself. So, I mean, we'll get the company on the first page of Google, get you on mobile devices, get you sponsored Facebook ads, get you on Bing's first page, and then we do include a fully customized tracking and reporting system. So, I mean, really, you won't have to do anything else online ever again as far as your online advertising goes, when it comes to generating work, through the internet.
Okay.
I mean, and the great thing about our program, Steve, is that it really does lie within the exclusivity. So basically what that means for you is once we begin to work with you on the first page of Google and Bing, we'll close it out and we won't work with any of your competitors there in the area. But we do have that special going on because we just know, you know, I mean, it can be always harder to make that first payment. So we want to make sure that it can be reasonable for you to move forward in the program. So I can get you into a reduced rate, including all of that, for just $2.99 a month to month. That's about $10 a day. So, I mean, I'm sure you could fit that in the budget, right?
No. I got a text from somebody that says by using the artificial intelligence program, they can do the same thing you're offering for $5 a day.
Okay. Well, we do use AI, but we all are also partnered directly with Google, right? So if you the difference with that is we actually have access to Google's algorithm, which is how we're able to get you results much quicker. So I'm not sure who this person is that texted you, but, you know, they can absolutely use AI to make their own jobs easier, but that isn't necessarily going to benefit you more, right? I mean, it would just essentially make them do less work, and it would still have to wait a period of time to actually be there on that first page, because it does take programming, optimization, submission, content creation, you know, and with that algorithm we have with Google, we're able to get you up there on that first page, Steve, in 30 to 45 days, where if you're going to work with anyone else, you know, that doesn't have that partnership directly through Google, it's going to take them, it could take them anywhere from about 60 days to, I've heard it, 6 months.
I got to tell you this, that I don't know if you know it or not. Are you familiar with eGumball?
The company?
Marketing. Yeah.
I feel like I have heard of them, but I'm not sure.
LA, somewhere in California, I think they're from. Anyway, they recruited my business about a year ago, and 2 weeks later, after I paid them the initial cost, I decided that I don't want to pay $200 a month, and I already have that Google My Business pathetic website that I haven't even taken the time now how to manage it, how to do anything with it. That's where I'm at. I just, at least right now, I'm not willing to spend $200 a month. I still get work. I got work coming in, but I'm not there yet. I mean, eventually, at some point in time is going to be the right time for me to spend, you know, whatever the hell it is, advertise.
Yeah.
But right now, I got a hard time going along with it.
Oh, I understand that, Steve. I mean, especially if you haven't had a good experience, you know. I mean, I'd say that's really made my job always the hardest, is somebody being burned by somebody else, you know. But, I mean, you know, I would say that there's really no right time to do marketing except for the time that it's being offered for the position, right? Only because, I mean, this isn't something that you're going to want to wait to do until you, for some potential reason, you might be struggling with work because it takes a little bit of time. Like I said, I mean, I can show you everything that we can do for you. You know, as far as that website, I just sent over that example of that. You know, I mean, I can show you our website, our partnership through Google, but I mean, you know, it sounds like it's mainly kind of maybe pricing that's sort of hesitant. If I could do anything on that price, do you think that maybe that would make it a little bit easier for you to move forward? Because here's the thing, Steve.
What I can see is paying like $100 a month, and then as I grow, and I should be, because I am ESB certified, and that means I can start bidding on government projects. It's a 12-year program, so that's all about business growth. That's what the program's for. And, you know, I don't want to be obligated to pay $200 a month. And I don't know when I'm going to be willing to, but the more income I generate, the more growth or expansion, then I can see paying more. But right now, I'm not ready to be obligated at $200 a month.
Okay. Well, I hear you, and I appreciate you telling me that. You know, I want you to know, first and foremost, there's no obligation with us, right? So,
right.
You know, I mean, we work on a month-to-month basis with no contracts. So, I mean, we ask everybody to give it at least 2 months because you'll see a return on investment in 2 months, but that doesn't mean that you're in a contract or paying 2 months up front. So, that we're a performance-based company, so we just want to actually earn your business and prove to you what we can do for you. Like, I mean, really, all I'm asking for is 1% of your trust and to earn the other 99% through our month-to-month, right? I mean, the best I could do for you as far as price goes, you know, there's two different things, okay? I can reduce that same package that I just told you about to just $249. I know that you have explicitly said that you don't want to spend $200, but the only other thing that I have is a $199 package, but I would really suggest the $249 just because that includes Facebook ads. So and with that, you're going to start generating work quicker. So the Facebook ads, we get up and running in 7 to 14 days. And if you did just our other package, which I could do for $199, that wouldn't include the Facebook ads. So, I mean, that extra $49 is really going to help increase the actual profit you're getting coming in quicker. So you're not just sitting around thinking nothing is happening, you know, in that first month when we are doing a lot of programming. And of course the website will be up and running and, you know, getting you on directory listings and mobile devices. But as far as that first page of Google, like I said, it does take about 30 to 45 days. So getting those Facebook ads up and running, I mean, it's really going to help you out in the long run. And I talk to people all day long that, you know, are doing Facebook and they get the majority of their work from Facebook, you know, so it actually has a higher.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, that's why I'm always going to tell you what's best for your business, right? Like we have packages that cost more than that, but I know that the Facebook ads have a pretty high conversion across all industries. So that's why I usually personally myself suggest them. Like, I'm not here just to get your money. I'm here to do what I can for your business. You know, I mean, that's why I work here. You know, I mean, I could work in any sales job, you know what I mean? But I choose to work here because I actually believe what Google does for businesses. So, you know, I mean, I know even for you, right? Like, you probably use Google for everything, don't you?
Yeah.
Right. So
I didn't know that Facebook was an ideal place platform to advertise for advertisement. I never have ever really considered Facebook being a significant player advertising in my business. I was just always strictly Google or some other marketing outside of Google.
Well, so the great thing with Facebook, Steve, is basically what we do are retargeted ads. So if somebody looks for your services anywhere online within your service area and then they go to their Facebook, then your ad is popping up there in their news feed. So Facebook recognizes that person as a potential client for you. And then they show your ad in their news feed. And it actually has a higher percent conversion than Google ads. So Google ads above the map section of Google actually only have a 4% conversion, where the Facebook ads actually have a 9% conversion across all industries. They're cheaper and they make you more money. You know, so I mean that's really what I would suggest is that $49 extra dollars is really going to help you out. I mean, but there is that $199 option.
I'm willing to try it. I'm willing to give it a try, but, you want to, I'll go ahead and go with it.
Okay. Just to run it down real quick, it's going to be pretty simple with me, Steve. Basically, I'm just going to get some basics about the company. And then, of course, send you everything in writing and set you up for a client interview. So the client interview will be about 20 to 30 minutes, depending on how many questions you have. And it's really where the magic of the account is going to start to happen. So we can set up a client interview for tomorrow sometime, since it's almost the end of our day. But it will just take me about like 10 minutes. It doesn't take very long at all to get everything. But so anything I mention here too is going to be included, and it's not going to cost you anything additional. So, that $249 price will stay that. You want to do that one, right? Or do you want to do the $199?
Well, go with the $249, I guess.
Okay.
Because think that,
well, especially in Portland, it's like you're like in one of the major tech cities of like, the West Coast, like Portland and Northern California. Everybody uses like Facebook and, so it's definitely, you're in a pretty like prime area for Facebook. Like you're not like in like the sticks of Alabama. You know what I mean? So, so Steve, what's your last name?
Smith.
Okay, well, that just like your business, that makes sense. that is a great name for a masonry company too, Steve Smith. Like, it's just like, I think of somebody with the name Steve Smith, like working with their hands and like chopping wood,
because everybody knows a Steve Smith, right?
What?
It seems like everybody knows a Steve Smith. Somewhere in their life, right?
I feel like probably.
So, some customers call me because of my because they feel like they already kind of know me.
It's like
the Eddie Bauer, what do they call it? What's Eddie Bauer? What do they call that? As kind of a like how Ford had Eddie Bauer signature on the car. I'm like that too. Steve Smith is like that too.
Like a logo almost kind of thing. Right?
I don't know, whatever they I don't know.
Like an insignia.
Can't remember the name of it.
Like, right?
Yeah, something like
that. Yeah, okay. I kinda get the picture. Yeah. Yeah. I mean it's perfect. It really is. I think that's a great business name. Like you're lucky, Steve Smith is definitely a business name and not, like, a writer name. Like, it's, like, a business name. Like, but, Steve, what's the best email for you?
SteveSmithMasonry@gmail.com.
I love it. Simple. I'm all about that. So I'm going to send you over a email, Steve. It's going to be from my personal work email. So it's going to have everything included in the package. It's also going to have my extension and phone number. So the one thing I do personally with my clients is, I'm always here as a resource. So if you need something escalated or whatever it may be, you can definitely always reach me at my extension, which is included in the email. You will have a wonderful account management team to help you out Monday through Friday, but I'm still here as a resource. So, keep that email, keep me in mind. I'm not just, getting you here and dropping you off. I'm still here for you. Okay. So.
Okay.
Steve, is the best address for you? Is it going to be the, 10852? Southeast Stark?
No.
Okay.
I'm going to have another new address here in just a couple of days. So the address that I've been using lately is a P.O. box.
Okay. So as far as Google goes, we can't use a P.O. box.
My address I can tell you if you're ready to write it down.
Yeah, sure. What is it?
It is 10422 Northeast Skidmore Street.
Okay. And this is the address you're going to?
Huh?
This is the address that you're going to, like your new address?
No, that's the address that I have, physical address I have right now.
Okay. Okay, well, when you end up changing your address, just let us know. So we can always go ahead and change that. So, you know, you're not married to anything with us. You know, any keywords, anything at all, you know, everything is always able to be updated or changed at any given point. So without any type of charges or anything. So, yeah, just once you get the new address, let us know. But as far as billing, is that going to be that address, the one you just gave me?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Moving forward, yeah. And that's okay. Portland, Oregon, 97220.
Okay, perfect. And so now, Steve, the best way to contact you, is that going to be phone, text, email, all the above?
Yeah. Yeah.
And your hours of operation, what would that be?
7 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Okay. Monday through Friday?
6 days a week.
Okay, Monday through Saturday?
7 days a week.
Monday through Sunday. Yeah. Got it. So do you have a logo for the company, or do you want us to create you one?
You could create me a logo. I've looked at many, many examples of logos, and I have seen some pretty good ones, but I just didn't find the perfect one for me, I guess.
Okay, no problem. It's included with the package. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
I don't really understand what a logo is for. You know, it almost doesn't make sense to me. It's simple or something.
Well, I think a logo is just really for brand recognition. You know, like McDonald's and Starbucks, they all have logos. And, you know, it's just like more for branding than anything. It's just something nice to have to, like, put on, like, maybe potentially, like, a truck or, you know, like a business card or stuff like that.
Sure. Yeah. That way, see that logo, they know exactly what, over time, they know exactly what that means, I guess. Or what it is, what my brand is, what it is, my service I offer, or whatever. What it is, whatever kind of business that is, that
right.
represents that.
Okay. Okay. and then, now, do you, you don't currently have a Facebook business profile, do you? I didn't see one for you. If not, we can create one for you.
Yeah, I don't have one.
Okay. And then, are you licensed and insured?
Absolutely.
Okay, wonderful. And then,
can I give you a doctor's license number?
No, you can do that in your client interview. So the client interview, they'll go into more extensive information about the company. I'm just getting some kind of basics to help them out and, you know, doing their research and making sure that they have everything set up when they call you. So, So I pretty much actually have all the information I need here. Steve, I'm going to go ahead and set up your client interview. Let me see what I have available for tomorrow. 1 second. Okay, so tomorrow's pretty open. We start client interviews at 8 a.m., and the last client interview is at 3 p.m. They do them every hour on the hour except for 12 o'clock. What would be the kind of the best time for you?
11 a.m.
Okay, perfect. So it'll be from 11 to 12. The whole call will not last an hour. Just allow that hour in case they're finishing up with somebody before you, okay?
Okay.
Let me go ahead and secure it before someone else takes it. 1 second. Okay. All right, perfect. Got that here. Okay, and so now, as far as billing goes, though, it is that 10-8-5-1 Southeast Stark, right?
No.
Oh, okay. What's the, is the billing address the, I'm sorry, the one, the other one you gave me? No, it's not that one. If for some reason it changed, Northeast Skidmore, right?
It's, 10422 Northeast Skidmore Street.
Okay, got Portland, that here. For some reason it didn't update in my system. One second. Okay, got that. Perfect. Okay, and then now, Steve, are you going to be using Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
Yeah, it's going to be a MasterCard.
Okay, I'm ready for that card number whenever you are.
Okay.
Okay, wait, so I heard 5-4, but then you kind of cut out.
5-4-8-0.
8-0, okay.
1-4-6-9.
Okay.
5-1-5-0.
Okay.
9-4-6-1.
Okay, and then the expiration?
0-3-27.
Okay, and then the security code on the back.
087.
Okay, perfect. So what I'm doing now, Steve, is I'm updating and processing the payment for the $249. I'm going to read to you what's called a voice verification. This is just because I have you on a discounted pricing program that that's not normally advertised. So as I walk you through this, if there's anything that you don't understand or you need me to clarify, just stop me and let me know, and I'll rephrase the question. So, and then also, it's telling me that the address doesn't match. That's what it's saying. The address provided does not match the billing address. Are you sure that maybe you didn't update your billing information?
My mailing address would be the P.O. Box. Physical address would be Skidmore Street.
Okay, what's your P.O. box?
Here's an address to the post office. It's a physical address that I had to pay. They offered to sell me the physical address there at the post office, and I paid for it. And I can give you that address. It's not a P.O. box address. It's a physical address.
Okay, wait, hold
because
on. Let's see.
All my mail goes to my P.O. box.
It goes to your P.O. box. Okay.
What happened? So there's three different addresses I got. A physical address, and a physical address at the post office, and a P.O. box at the post office address.
Okay, actually, I got that one to work. It's totally fine. So for some reason, it had updated in my system with the, like, and where it said Portland, it put your zip code in there. So I just took that out and put it in the zip code part and went through. So, so I'm going to read to you the voice verification. Again, this is just because I have you on a discounted pricing program, not normally advertised. So, Steve, as I walk you through this, if there's anything that you don't understand or you need me to clarify, just stop me and let me know, and I'll rephrase that question for you, okay? So it's, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance and is to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. So to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Steve Smith Masonry.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Steve Smith, I am the owner.
And you're authorized to enter into agreement on behalf of this business, correct?
Yes, I'm authorizing.
And you're an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes, correct.
So now, Steve, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign, okay? So The only thing about being actively involved in your campaign is I am sending you over an email, okay? It's going to say, action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. Now, if you could reply to this email before your client interview, that would be really helpful in speeding up the process and getting everything verified for you there on Google. So basically, it's going to ask for, like, pictures, essentially. It's going to say tools and our equipment, work vehicle, business cards, stuff like that. If you don't have all the pictures, that's totally fine. There's a drop-down that makes it really easy for you to add those pictures directly from your phone. But whatever you have is, you know, just send in whatever you can. It's just going to help speed up the process. So just if you could take a look at that tonight and then go ahead and reply to it before your client interview, that's going to be super helpful. Now, also, Steve, as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to local Splash. So what this means is that we will never call you asking for more money. And if any other marketing company calls, just simply let them know that you're working with us already. But I am going to set up a security question with you on your account. So if you ever have any doubt about who might be calling, just ask them this question, and they'll have to give the response you've given me today. So you just pick from one of these three. It's mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one of those would you like?
The city I was born in.
Okay, perfect. What was that?
Mendota, California.
Mendota? Oh, interesting.
Yeah, Mendota, yeah. It's 40 miles west of Fresno.
Okay.
It's farm country.
Yeah, we're in Orange County. I've lived in California my whole life, and I've never heard of Mendota.
Mendota, yeah.
So now, Steve, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from local Splash within a 24-hour period?
Yes.
And in hiring us as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
So, perfect. So, Steve, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged in today's date of November 29th, 2023, in the non-refundable amount of $249. Now, this is going to be a recurring payment. So when the term is completed, it will automatically renew on the 29th of the month and the amount of $249. Now, Steve, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support to prevent your charges from the next month of service. The client support line has been texted and emailed to you, but I do suggest it's best to save it in your phone. Your account management team will always call you from that number. If you do, for whatever reason, decide that you don't want to continue, you just need to let them know 3 days before your next billing is due. But please keep in mind that we do ask everyone to give it at least 2 months just to bring the program to fruition. This doesn't mean that you're in a contract or you're paying 2 months up front. It's just to get the most added benefit from the position. So now, do you agree and understand to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do.
Okay, perfect. So we're all done with that. So we're almost done here. I just need one last thing, and you'll be good to go for your client interview. Now, I know a few text messages have been sent to you, so I'm just going to send you this link by itself. Let me know when you get it through. It's the link is going to say My Local Splash Terms. Let me know when you get this. Just sent it over.
Is it emailed or text?
I just texted it to you.
I got it.
Okay, perfect. Awesome. So if you could do me a favor and open up that link there, Steve, that's going to take you to a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. Let me know when you get there.
I got it.
Okay, wonderful. So this is – okay, perfect. So this is everything we discussed in writing. Now, you can take your time, look this over. Just everything included is the Google Business Profile optimization, the directory submission, the custom website, the Facebook ads, advanced reporting, and live client support. When you're done looking that over, just at the bottom, there's two boxes. If you could check off those two boxes, and then in the orange box, type out your name. And when you're done with that, press confirm signature and let me know.
Okay, the two boxes. Let's see.
I know they're kind of tiny.
Yeah. Just where's the boxes? I don't really want to read all that.
Yeah, they're just there at the bottom. One of them says I agree to SMS, and then the other one says I certify I'm the authorized holder of the card. So if you press those two just at the bottom, it should make them turn blue. Yeah.
Okay, I got them both checked.
Okay, and then in the orange box at the very bottom, just type out your name and then press confirm signature.
Okay. The problem is that I can't. I got just the top line of the orange box. That's all I got. Let me see what I can do. Nothing. I don't know what I can do. I don't have any idea what I can do, but all I see is the top orange line across the box. No box. The rest of the box is hidden.
Oh, interesting. Because have you tried scrolling down on it?
Wait a minute. Yeah, I have. And what's going on is most 90% of the window I can scroll, it will move, but where that box is down at the bottom, it doesn't move. It's about like a 1 inch from the bottom of my screen, 1 inch up with a line that goes across, does not move. Where I'm supposed to sign, it cannot scroll, it cannot move it.
Let me just try this real quick. I'm going to try to email it to you. Can you get into your email right now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to try emailing it to you real quick. Let's see if that makes any difference. 1 second. So it's going to come from my email. It'll say Jesse Corcoran, and it'll say terms in it. So I just sent that over.
Okay, I think I got it. Action needed picture. But I got two things from you. Okay, action needed, pictures needed. Okay, that's not what I'm looking for.
It just says terms. I just sent it, so yeah, maybe refresh.
I think I'm there.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Let me go back up. Yeah, terms. I was already there, yeah. I'm in there.
Okay.
I'm in. So go and click on that link.
Yeah, click on the link. Uh-huh.
Okay. It's a partner performance spend and certification. Okay, so I'm in there. What do you want me to touch?
So did the orange box, is it still coming up the same way there at the bottom?
There's no orange box at all.
Now there's no orange box? okay, well, do you have a computer at home?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, just if you could get a chance when you get home, if you could open up that email there on your computer, and then just sign it from there, that just would help out a lot, you know, because that's going to take you to your reporting dashboard. So that's where you're going to be able to track everything on the back end of your account. When you get home, you know, if you get a chance, if you could remember to sign that. Otherwise, they'll just have you do that in your client interview tomorrow. And I don't want you to run into the same thing on your phone again. So, it would probably be better if you could do it on your computer.
I got it right now.
Oh.
Okay, you didn't tell me to click on. Okay, so here. Click here to type your name. Okay. Okay, I'm there. Okay, so here, I'm going to do that right now.
Okay. Wonderful. I'm glad it worked out.
because, yeah, let's search there. Okay, now, okay, hold on. See, now I can't submit it because it's hidden. It's hidden.
The name?
That's my first and last name on there, of course, my signature and the date below that, but hold on. Let's see. Shit. Let me see what the hell. Let me get back at it here and see. Look like I can go to the desktop right here and see what it does. That's not it. This one here. No, let's see. Let's see what's going on right here. It looks like you're doing me a short. Let me get out of here and try it. So let's get out of desktop site. And I just did. Yeah. Okay, so that's not going to help. That's not helping. That's not helping. That's not solving it.
No? It's not.
Okay, so I'll submit it. Yeah, I'll submit it later.
Okay, okay, yeah. If you could, yeah, just if you could remember, I don't know what's going on. That doesn't usually happen. But it probably would be easier on your computer. So, yeah, just go ahead and just sign that, and then you are good to go for your client interview tomorrow, though. So but did you have any other first and foremost, Steve, I want to congratulate you and welcome you to the local Splash family. Did you have any questions at all?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
No,
okay.
I don't, not right now.
Okay, well, your client interview, again, tomorrow, they'll call you from that 877 number. If you could just reply to that action needed, pictures needed email, and then if you could sign those terms before your client interview, that's going to help out greatly and just kind of speeding up the process. So, but I'm super excited to get this all started for you. I know you're going to love it. So just look out for that call tomorrow, okay?
Okay. Okay.
All right. All right, Steve. So you have a great rest of your day.
Okay. All right. Bye.
Bye.